Hello, health enthusiasts. So, five things you can do. I'll tell you five things you can do to avoid feeling tired and lazy after a meal. So you can continue doing whatever you have started doing or you were planning to do before the meal. Let's say you wanted to do your garden, or you wanted to go out with a friend for a drink, or you wanted, maybe you were working on some projects and you want to continue working after your meal. Okay. So I'll give you five tips to that you can implement so you will have more energy after the meal. So let's say, for example, you had a nice meal and you feel you full your stomach and it's full and you feel like lazy and lethargic, you start feeling, and you just want to lay down on the sofa or on the bed, on the couch, and you don't want to do anything, like you don't have an energy, and whatever you were planning to do after the lunch, and now you leave it for tomorrow. All right, so you don't have power to do anything. So I feel like that. So we want to have an energy. We imagine how it will be like after lunch. You still have the energy and you can continue doing your projects. You can go out with a friend, you can walk, you can jog, you can have sports, you can, let's say, continue working. Your brain will be active and you continue working on the projects or study or whatever you want to do, so you can continue doing. Like, who wants to feel like that after the lunch, after the meal? Nobody wants to feel tired and lazy, right? So I'll give you five tips you can implement so that even after your meal, you will still have the energy to do the things that you wanted. Okay. So number one, I want to ask you, so what your meal consists of? This is very important. And some of you already know that when you are having like meal full with carbs, like let's say pasta, pizza or something like that, spaghetti, or you eat bread with your lunch, so it's giving you like spike and crash, sugar spike and crash, which is instantly feeling tired. So you're instantly feeling tired after the meal and the energy will not pick up very soon, right? So you feel tired, the sugar crash is there. So what I suggest, you can eat like, let's say, more proteins and more vegetables, like salad. This is easy for the digestion, and the sugar will be steady. So we want the sugar to be steady, so the energy will be steady, right? So having a protein-rich food with the vegetables, it's a better option. Yeah. So, and also we don't want to mix so many things. So we want like simple things. We have simple recipes in our program, which are very easy to prepare, and you will have the constant energy during the whole day. And you know, many people make mistake because they eat a lot also, you know, because maybe they are fasting, like intermittent fasting or something, which I'm not very fond of. And after they have a lunch, they eat a lot and they mix so many things, right? So we want to avoid that. So we want like a simple recipes and simple food that are easy to digest. So you will have the sugar level will be steady during the day, the whole day. So you will have energy even after you had your meal. Okay, so number two, maybe you are having a dessert after the meal. So I'm not against that. So maybe dessert is nice, and but depends what kind of dessert. So maybe you crave sweets, so it's good to, you know, to have some sweets. But if you have a cake or a cookie or chocolate, so that is the wrong type of sweets, you know. What you can do in order to shut, let's say, your craving for sweets, you can do like have little pomegranate seeds maybe on the top of your salad, or maybe you can have dry figs. You just chop them into small pieces and you can top them in over the salad. So this will shut your cravings for sweets and you will still have the energy after the meal. So you will not have a sugar crash, right? This is steady, this is high in fiber also, and it's keeping your energy level high. So you can do anything what you want even after the meal, and you will not have cravings for sugar. You will satisfy your cravings for sugar with these tips. Okay, so number three tip is having a big meal, two big meal, as I said. So if we are fasting, let's say a whole day, and we are waiting for this big meal, and we are having too many things, and you will fill your belly completely, you know, and you will, all the blood supply will come to the digestion. So it will go away from the brain, away from the muscles, and all the blood and the circulation will come to digest the food. And it will be much more difficult for the body to digest this food. And it's consuming the whole energy from your body. That's why you feel drained, you feel tired, and you feel exhausted. Like, so we don't want that. We want to have the energy. So what I suggest is you can have like, when you feel like 80% full, then you stop. You stop eating. Okay, so in that way you will not, your belly will not be full, you will not feel tired and, you know, lethargic and drained, and, you know, you will have a steady energy. And it's easy for the body to digest less food and faster. And faster the energy will be back. Number four, yeah, drinking too much water. Yeah, I know many people are drinking too much water during their meal. And also after the meal. So even if you didn't eat too much, but you drink water and you're filling the stomach completely, okay? You're filling it up, plus you're diluting the acidity, and the food stays longer in the stomach and it's much more difficult to digest. And it takes longer time, and again, it's draining your energy. So that's number four. And number five, it's having a leaky gut. So why having a leaky gut is making you tired? One lady wrote, I don't have energy even before the meal, let alone after the meal. So this is like a sign of having a leaky gut. If you are feeling tired even before the meal or during the day, the whole day, this is a sign you have leaky gut. So what does it mean? So if you have leaky gut, then the food particles, whatever you eat, even if it's the best food, the organic and the best vegetables, the food particles, the bacteria, the toxins, everything is leaking into the bloodstream and it's creating chronic inflammation and chronic fatigue. So this is creating you to be feeling tired all day long, from even if before the meal and after the meal and the next day and the next day, so you don't feel any energy. You're tired even from the waking up. So this is a sign that you have a leaky gut. So this leaky gut, because this fatigue lasts longer. It's not like just after the meal. So it lasts many days. It's called chronic fatigue. So this must be taken care of if you want to have more energy. And we do it by following the four steps in proper order, of course. And when this is done in proper way, it's healed, then your energy is coming back. Your brain is clear, you can function normally again, and your mood will improve, of course, and so that you can pursue your dreams, your goals in your life. So leaky gut must be healed, okay? So who is interested in that, you can just send me a message and to do it in the proper way, and you will have a healthy recipes which will give you, will keep the energy level during the day stable, and in the same time we are healing the leaky gut. So write in the comment if you like this video, and send me a message. Talk to you again. Bye-bye.